Hi, this is a continuing discussion. This is a continuation of the discussion for Angela Lee from 0201-015. The procedure that is being done is a trigger point injection to the right paraspinal muscle L1, L3, and L5 region. And the reason of doing it is the patient is having severe pain in this area. When she came to procedure for lumbar epidural, it appears that the cause of this trigger point is not known, but that was reproducible. Patient has a tremendous amount of physical therapy over 2 years and has not been relieved. A decision was made that while patient is under anesthesia for lumbar epidural stride injection and sacroiliac joint, we can do this injection. So these injections are done under direct vision after the patient informed before the sacroiliac joint. These areas were marked, and when the patient was under anesthesia, in the presence of female chaperone, the area was already clean, and these injections were decided for injected for trigger points by using a 3cc syringe for each location on a 2-inch long needle number 25. Mixture of 3 cc of dexamethasone and morphine was injected in each area, bandage was applied, and the patient reported failure. Thank you.